When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi-o. This is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. And if you're looking at us on a video, which you can't be right now because it's not live, but maybe later when you can see it somewhere, somehow. You see behind us the Paul Davis logo. This is Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis. So if something terrible happens and messes up, you know, a room in your house or most of your house or whatever, and you need it cleaned up and repaired and restored, then Paul Davis Restoration is who you need to have to come do that. Because they're the best, their emergency technicians realize that you are being uprooted and not living your normal life, your comfortable life, and they want to get you back into that situation that you were in before the disaster happened as quickly as possible. So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to acquire their services. Alexis, that means hire them.
Nice.
It's a fancy way to say it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. acetj.com/Paul Davis, and make sure you tell him Paul Lovett. Now I've always known Ace that Alexis looks at us as cornball white people.
Yeah,
cornball white boys. And she really looks at Rob that way, and to some extent Riggins.
Mm-hmm.
But you just never don't really understand the depth of the way she looks at us until sometimes she'll say something, she'll let something slip, and then you can really tell.
Mm-hmm.
There's a television show called Blackbird, and it's a dramatic series on the Apple TV, and she likes this show. There are no men of color in a starring position, I don't think, in this show.
Okay.
There is a Latina who plays a big part mm-hmm. in the show as a co-star, supporting actor. But the lead actor's name is Taron Egerton. And Alexis doesn't care what his name is. She doesn't care his identity. She just calls him that one white boy, that main white boy.
The main white boy.
Mm-hmm.
White
That's boy. She just referred to him a few minutes ago. But that main white boy, mm-hmm. Woo, sheesh Louise. Because
mm-hmm.
she has to make such a huge deal out of finding a white guy to be attractive. So she goes overboard with this. Like, hey, y'all, you know, I find one of y'all attractive. That main white boy in the show Blackbird. Alexis, main white boy has a name. His name's Taron Egerton.
I like that.
Okay.
Okay, I will. What's his name again?
Taron
Egerton.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the name doesn't give it away that he's white.
Yeah.
Taron.
Nothing in the Taron.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he is. Well, because you're always saying that I don't like white boys and then I hate you guys.
Hmm.
So here am I showing you.
Yeah.
That's not true.
But you would show that by, you know, at least taking the time to appreciate him for having a name and not just some sex object.
Mm.
Not just some eye candy.
Oof, yum.
That's Boy. Interesting because that is not at all who I would have pictured you to go for.
That's not the way he looks on the show, but he is all muscly and
fine.
Yeah.
He's
but on the
fine.
Show, he plays a guy who's a big time drug dealer, and so he's wealthy on the show, and okay. he dresses, you know, he's top of the swag. Line.
Oh yes,
see
baby.
That one where he's in prison.
I can't.
See,
look, I've gotten there. So excited watching this show; like it's so, ridiculous.
Yeah, Riggins is pulling up pictures. That's what he looks like through most of the show now because he's
God,
in prison.
He's okay, so yum.
But I can see that he is a good looking fellow.
Mm-hmm. When Alexis? He's doing his exercise, mm-hmm. Oof,
did you find him attractive when he played Elton John?
I haven't watched that movie.
Oh, is he the guy Rocket that played Man? Elton John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yum.
Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
I want to lick his face.
Okay.
Yeah. But
look at those gray sweatpants.
But his prison uniform, even in his prison uniform, everybody else in prison is slovenly. You know, they're all wearing the same thing, but they look dirty and their clothes are tattered or too big. You know, his prison uniform fits him, you know, like it was made for him. He tucks his shirt into his pants. Yeah. He's got his shirt tail tucked in, sleeves rolled up to show his arms. So he stands out as better looking than the rest of the prisoners.
Yikes.
You know, in the way they're dressed.
It's getting hot in here.
But yeah, he is a good looking fella. That's that main white boy is
that main
good
white
looking.
Boy. Let me tell you about that main white boy.
Now the other white boy that's the star of the show, do you find him to be just as hot?
Not quite so much. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that played Richard Jewell in the movie. That okay. Clint Eastwood directed about Richard Jewell, the one with John Hamm. Mm-hmm.
This was inspired by true events, too.
I do know that.
Did you know the story already before this?
Mm-mm. No.
He's a drug dealer? Or I guess it's about a drug dealer.
He goes undercover to try to get some information. But yeah, he's a snitch. His dad was a cop.
Yeah, his dad's played by Ray Liotta.
It's a good show.
And this is what Ray Liotta was doing, I think, when he died, right?
Yeah. Okay. And who's that other guy? I've seen him in so many things. The one that's the detective.
The detective or the prison guard?
The detective with the blue eyes. He's like the one that picked up the case again or whatever.
Oh, that's Greg Kinnear.
Yeah. Where does he come
from? He's been in a bunch of things.
Bunch of things, right?
Yeah, I like Greg Kinnear. A big movie star. Greg Kinnear. He started out as the host of Talk Soup on E! He was the first host of Talk Soup. Yeah, and he was very funny on there, and so he used that as a springboard into the big screen. Yep.
Yeah, I'm loving that show.
Taron.
Yeah. Taron Egerton.
You better be hot with a name like Taron.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. Why do they take all of our good acting jobs, these foreigners?
See, that's what I would like to look like, shirtless.
Well, it should just... have another dream.
Yeah, just subtract 40 years off your life.
Yeah.
Hop in a time machine.
Yeah.
He's born in 89.
Go back, yeah. 5 decades.
I would be 14. Okay.
He's from Cheshire, England.
England, that's why I love him.
Hello, Taron.
Why are they taking our jobs?
Because he's hot.
They're taking our jobs. Look at him.
I don't care, he's hot.
Yeah, I've said it before, and I will say it again. If I were it like that, I'd be sitting here just like that right now. Just like in warm-up pants and shirtless.
Please, no.
Yeah. Warm-up pants.
Yeah, exactly. What the heck are warm-up pants?
What he's wearing.
He looks
like
a mall
walker. Those are sweats.
Skechers and warm-up pants.
I'm wearing my warm-up pants.
And a shirt tucked in.
I'd be shirtless. We're walk them all. Shirtless in my warm-up pants. That's what I'd be doing.
You see why I say what I say?
Yeah.
Warm-up pants.
We in my warm-ups.
It's like warm-up pants.
Yup. What you want? Because you wear it while you're warming up for the game.
Okay. You're not playing,
you. You gotta heat them thighs up.
I'd put on my jogging suit.
Yep.
My wind pants.
A windbreaker.
I'd be sitting here in wind pants.
My windsuit. Just got to wear my whole windsuit to work tomorrow.
I'd be sitting here in nothing but a nice pair of corduroy slacks and some hush puppies.
He's always says that. If I look like I'd be wearing, it changes a little bit.
Yeah.
Those changes.
How tall is this fella?
A vest.
Just a vest.
He's not very tall.
Open. When I walk, you see shred coming at you.
Ew.
You'd be like, damn, that guy's just shredded walking
shredded
over here.
Shredded lettuce.
Yeah. He's 5'9".
Okay. So, Ace, would you go down to 5'9"? No. To be that muscular?
No, I would not.
Yeah.
No. I don't think there's anything I'd give up being tall for.
Hmm.
Yeah. Being rich?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's, I would do that. That's about it. Rich. You know, that is about it. But you know, yeah, having been tall my whole life, it's quite a luxury.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Hmm.
He's 32.
Yeah, I'm just like, he's perfect for me.
And I, oh, wait, no, it said he split up with his girlfriend. I think they said they reconciled.
Yeah. So, yeah, so, you know, only growing to 5'8" tall, my life has just been misery. I feel like an effing outcast troll, like I need a handicap parking sticker.
Why would you feel that way?
Well, obviously, I mean, who wouldn't? I mean, it's like the kiss of death.
Get back onto that bridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Troll.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Don't you feel that way, Alexis, being short?
Yeah.
You know, that just, so, what's life worth living?
They didn't even make this world short for people like me.
Right.
Well, I mean, you're an extreme example.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I didn't pick it.
I would go down to Alexis's height if I could have really, really good hair again. I would be 4'10" easily.
For hair?
Yeah.
Because
I would be able to get words. I can get a stool to step up into the mirror and look at it all day.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Peter Dinklage.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a little person. He's got really thick
good hair.
It's kind of like
he's got great hair.
Mm-hmm. Curly, thick.
Yeah.
Would you swap with him?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's wild.
He's great. Smaller than me.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of women find him very attractive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I drink and I know things.
Yeah.
He's a little shithead, though.
Yeah, man.
He's a South.
In real life, yeah, he's a shithead. See,
when they're on Elf, he's a South Pole elf.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 4'5".
Oh, he's a tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm. That's 4'5", you know, worth of a shithead. He's a deer. So tell him I said it. I don't care.
The other famous short person, Warwick Davis, is only 3'6".
Who is that?
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Bad Santa? Yeah.
No, I don't think he was in that, was he?
He was in like a lot.
He was in Willow a long time ago.
I ain't never seen Willow.
Yeah, Willow?
He was in Leprechaun. Crazy. You remember those movies?
No.
Oh,
well, I didn't see any of those.
Okay, well, the four credits that he's known for are Willow, Leprechaun, Harry Potter, and The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, he's a teacher?
So, yeah. So TJ's out.
Yeah. Danny DeVito's my height, I think. I think he's 4'9" or 4'10".
Yeah. Talk about a super talented guy and somebody that everybody says is very nice.
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
I love him, and It's Always Sunny.
He's the best part of that show.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. That's one of those people everybody always says is such a nice, personable guy.
See, us short people are just full of love. We're little, but we're just full of love.
Yeah. I love how you just throw we on anything that you want to compliment yourself on. We.
I'm short.
She says she's full of love.
There are also some short people who are just the devil walking on earth.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say, see, we are all just devils walking on earth. I see you, Satan, hiding in short girls.
Well, like, didn't you just say to
I love that meme.
Peter Dinklage is not a nice person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a shithead.
But to be fair, TJ thinks the majority of people are shitheads.
No, I don't. I always try to think the best in people.
Yeah, okay.
Until they show that they're not. I do. It's just sometimes they show it immediately, and then I see it. You know, I'm like a psychic. You know, you have to get signs and stuff.
Right.
I wait until I get a sign to determine whether somebody's not nice. Mm-hmm. As soon as I get it, though, Miss Cleo and all over their ass.
I'm Miss Cleo and them.
Good vibes.
So when's the last time you've called your psychic hotline thing?
I haven't. Since the last time they did it, where she told me I was going to have a hot girl summer.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't. I was thinking about it.
That was all the info she needed. She was like, oh, I got info I wanted. I'm good to go now.
Now, do you feel like that has worked out? That the hot girl summer has been what you thought it was going to be cracked up to be?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of busy, so not as fun. But yeah, it's been cool.
And, you know, we started out keeping track of all the guys that were wanting to date you and everything. How many of those are left?
There's still a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same ones, or you've rotated new ones around?
No, same ones.
Same ones.
Making it to the finish line.
Are you going on any dates or seeing them at all?
I haven't lately just because I've been too busy, but probably next weekend for my birthday is TBD.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somebody take you out for your birthday. Yeah.
So you've been too busy for them to even ask you out.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's such a jerk. He's an asshole.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a very good move. I'm trying to jog Alexis's memory as to where she's seen Greg Kinnear. She's seen him, Kinnear and Kafar. Oh, God, love you. Oh, yeah.
I forgot to tell you something today I think you'll find amusing. I have accidentally, the other night we've got, I don't know, I really haven't paid attention to this TV that I've got. And the other night, Amanda was doing something. She used the voice activation, like channel 50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to do it the other day. And somehow I have turned on the Google Assist.
Yeah.
Which now tells you everything about every show whenever you stop on a channel. And we both have tried numerous times to get it to shut off, and it won't. So when you change the channel, it'll say, like, now showing channel 35, ESPN Sports Center, 52 minutes remaining, ending at 9 a.m. or whatever. It's like, oh, my God. And it's everything. So if you have it on the guide on. And if you stop on a channel, it'll tell you, you know,
channel 49. Share Funny, now showing until 10 a.m.
It's like, oh, my God. And I cannot get it. I've Googled it. We've been through the thing. I got Amanda. I was like, help me do this. It's making me crazy. And I almost had a full-blown fit the other day. I got so aggravated with it. Because you can't do anything. And then periodically, during a show, if you leave it on for very long, it will tell you, it will remind you.
Channel 48, Naked and Afraid, the Discovery Channel. 15 minutes remaining. Like, ugh.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And I can't get it to shut off. I've Googled it. It says there are three simple steps to get it to shut off.
Did you try unplugging it and plugging it back in?
I've not tried that yet.
Try that. You're just going to have to buy a new one.
You got to throw the whole CD away.
Yeah. Well, I don't see anybody in this company that we call ATJ Inc. being able to help you with that. Considering we have these two TVs here that are supposed to just show logos behind us on the wall, and they've created a hazardous work environment because they stick out so far, and the room is the size of a pea pod, and Riggins and Alexis are, you know, going to end up impaling themselves on the one behind me, and yet Nobody has figured out how to keep them from going to sleep and flashing off and having to be restarted and all that. So, you know, you would think that the obvious answer was nobody here could do it, that Mr. Todd, who specializes in video production and all that, would be able to help you with your TV situation.
Yep.
But sometimes it gets a little bit too much for him.
Yeah.
Like, he programmed my TVs and stuff in my house.
I might have to ask
him. But he can't get this deal working right in here with these two TVs.
What? So, well, there's an idea, though, TJ. Thank you. Maybe I could say, like, Todd, could you come by and check on my TV? I have a question. I can't get it to stop doing this thing. And he would say, sure. Like, literally, Todd, it's 60 seconds down the street.
You're not going to get him to move that furniture.
And then when he's in there, I'll say, while you're here.
You're so messed up. Ace, you're the worst.
But isn't he monitoring everything right now at his house so he can see everything that's going on? So now he's up to your trickery. He'll know.
Yeah.
You just sew it on yourself.
I have to.
Well, that is unless he's destroying his desk now because he's mad at me for saying he can't fix the TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh, because he's always messing with me.
I know, he gets a little testy quick.
That's what I need to do, though.
How much would it cost just to have, you know, some...
$200.
Some guys come over there and move it.
$200.
And how much... What is it, a dresser or something?
We paid $50 for it.
But what is it? It's a dresser?
Yes, it's like a big, almost like a console.
Right, and it's old shit? It's not new?
No, I think it's relatively, I don't know how old it is, to be honest with you, but it's super heavy.
But it's not antique.
No, it's not an antique.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's been painted and I don't know, it's hard to describe.
And it's
got some drawers and doors, you know.
Right, is it an armoire?
No.
It's only drawers and a door.
Yeah, a little over about waist high.
But not a dresser or chest of
No, doors. It's like a console for TVs and books.
Do you know what an entertainment center.
Yeah, more like that.
All right.
Do what?
Do you know what an armoire is?
Yeah, my mom has an armoire. It's not an armoire to begin with.
My mom has an armoire.
I've known one since I was old enough to know what things are.
I was just asking.
Well, you know, you were insinuating I'm an idiot.
No, I wasn't.
Sure. Testy.
He's not an idiot. He's not an idiot. A lot of people buy furniture too big for their house and put it in there when they can't move it out of the living room.
My wife purchased it.
He knows what he's doing, Alexis. Yeah. He could just figure out that damn TV. Then he could get that thing moved upstairs. All he needs is a pulley and somebody to install it. And he can lift it up the back of the house and in through the window.
I'm really concerned.
Because, I mean, it has been a long time since you had a piece of furniture that was big that you couldn't get out of your house and get rid of and all that.
Hang on. I could have easily gotten rid of that TV, but I was trying to make sure that somebody got it that could use it for something.
Ain't nobody want that TV.
Well, somebody did. They came and got it eventually. But I could have gotten rid of it. I just didn't want to.
I wanted to give it to a museum. Good. Of antiques.
Is that the first question you ask when you go look for furniture? How heavy is it?
Yeah.
Like big shit.
I better not be able to lift it.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, man. It looked cool. And she was like, I can get this for $50 for your office. I was like, great. Because I like, don't have any money to waste on furniture right now, but I really need something up there. And I go to pick that thing up. And when the moment I saw it, I was like, God dang, this thing is way heavier than I thought it was going to be. It's got to be. And Cade grabbed one and looked at me like, "What, dude, what have you gotten me into out here?" And the drawers don't come out.
Yeah,
they're secured in there. So they just roll in and out. And I've tried. It's like, oh.
Well, I'm the opposite now. I've become, and I don't know whether I picked this up from Riggins or just from moving and having a bunch of junk, but I've become a minimalist.
Yeah.
My wife brought in a house plant the other day, and I said, why did you bring this in here junking up the place?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Stuff.
I can't stand it. Yeah. So if she said, I can get this for your office or whatever, I'd say, no thanks.
Oh, I've got
it. And it could be a rug. I don't need that rug.
But in the cable box is sitting on the floor in the office. My books are all in boxes, just stacked up, you know, in the closet.
You have a cable box?
Yeah.
Ew.
What do you have? You have a box, right?
No. Everything's wiffy in my house.
Oh.
So we have intelligent TVs that are light.
Right.
That are light.
They're lighting up. They're these new ones light enough to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
Like a picture.
I got to do something.
I'd like to get this on the wall. Mount this TV.
I've got to do something because the company.
It's 500.
It's light.
That's on rollers.
Yeah. I do have to do something because the company that I have Wi-Fi through and cable is the absolute worst. And I hate it. And I don't like them. And they're slow to respond. And it's not anybody you would know. I'd never even heard of this company until it's
Ed's.
It's practically that.
Ed's Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, like it pissed me off.
It ain't fast, but
but it's work. Cheap, you know.
It's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
He turns on the TV and goes,
I don't try to download nothing.
That's pretty much it, man. I hate it.
Somebody answers the landline in the house, it cuts his favorite program off. Yeah. I'm trying to watch my program.
That is not that far-fetched.
I like to hang this big-ass console TV on the wall in my office. What do they call it? A picture tube. Yeah. Is that what they used to call this? With a tube? A
tube TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it does suck, Ace, when the Wi-Fi goes out, you can't watch TV. That does suck.
Yeah.
I hate that part of it. Yeah. But they finally got our Wi-Fi straightened out, I think.
Yeah.
And once I, you know, had to call and get on some ass.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you know it's serious when you call.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, I want to see one of those damn trucks with your company's name on the side of it in my yard. Because these other ones, these subcontractors you're sending out here, whatever they've done doesn't work. I want a sumbitch in a uniform that says it has your logo on it.
Yep.
And whether he needs to do something up high or not, I want to see him climb the pole like he means business.
I don't care what he does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As long as that which climbs the pole.
Hell yeah.
The pole.
I don't care what he does on the ground, as long as he does something on that pole. That's where it all comes from, up high. The internet ain't in the ground.
Yeah.
You got to go. It ain't like oil.
In the air.
Internet's in the air.
Internet is in the air.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Well, I didn't tell y'all that my wife got mad at me last night right before I went to bed. My kids and I like to joke around and you know, kind of like we do in here. If there's something that is goofy that somebody does, we make jokes about it or whatever. And the last thing I said, I was joking with them as I was walking off to bed, and I said something like, you know, that's not near being sarcastic. That's not nearly as cool as when women refer to their best friend as their ride or die. And then we all had a good laugh. And then Jody goes, well, I mean, it must be great to be so perfect all the time. I said, what's wrong with you? She goes, I've been known to call one of my friends my ride or die.
Oh, really?
And I said, you have? Who? And she said who it was. And I was like, oh. And never mind.
You're such a jerk. Like, just annoying just for no reason.
That was not for any reason. I mean,
for your
I wasn't even talking to her. I was talking to my children.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who's her ride or die. Now I'm interested.
I said, that's what you call it all the time? Well, not all the time, but I have.
It's my ride or die.
You know, just being fun, having fun, which you wouldn't know anything about since mm-hmm. you're so perfect and everything you say is so perfect and da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, well, good night. Good night, butthole.
Butthole?
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Uh-huh. I love that.
Butthole.
You butthole. Good night, butthole.
Oh, love you, too.
She's the best. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't spoken to her since.
No, wouldn't either.
I mean, you are such a butthole.
Had you heard her use that phrase?
Of course not.
Yeah.
I would have left
of
her.
Of course not.
I would have left her. Divorce city.
I've been known to call somebody my ride or die.
I mean, I just can't even imagine. You know, next thing you know, she'd be high-fiving another woman.
Yeah.
Which I cannot just bear.
Can't happen.
No.
Cannot happen.
Oof.
You know, my dad heard that a long time ago, and he totally agreed and mentioned it to everybody. But without, like, the, you know, nuance and, like, the delicateness that you did. Yeah, we were at a wedding. Yeah, it's weird. Women shouldn't, no, they shouldn't do that. Like, in front of, like, two families. Yeah. He was right. It's weird. You shouldn't high five. All right. I get it.
Alexis, do you have a ride or die? You call somebody ride or die?
Yup.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Are you surprised by that?
Yeah, I am. I don't know why. Because you use a lot of outdated things, slang things.
Say a lot of dumb shit.
No, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I said just like some outdated things, like homie, don't play that,
and homie, don't play that.
And you still get jiggy with certain things.
Yeah. Is getting jiggy go out of style?
The bass.
It's my chair dance.
It's the ace.
Mm.
Give him a little bit of that. Help some of that in the chair.
If you're asking if you should still get jiggy with it, my answer is nah, 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 nah.
No, we're done with that.
No way. What is it? Oh, yeah. Adam, our manager, still says smell you later.
Smell you later.
Yeah. Smell you later.
When you told me that, I could not stop.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Smell you later. Like, shut up, you dork.
Hey, if they don't want to work the deal, we'll just tell them, smell you later. We'll go somewhere else.
If you go to a business meeting and say, smell you later.
And there's another thing he does that's cute, is that when we're in meetings or something and he's making a point about people using their phones for everything. They're listening to their podcast, they're watching videos, they're doing everything is on their phone. If his phone is not handy to hold up as a prop, so to speak, he will dig in his pocket and search through his stuff until he can find the phone and make the point.
Oh, yeah. God.
And he's like, because everything is just like, he's digging his pocket. Everything, you know, they're listening, they're watching videos, they're...
He's fighting to get it out of his pocket all the while.
Digging in his pocket, and it's all right here, right? So then he can hold up his phone and go, it's all right here. I wanted to hide his phone one day at a lunch meeting or something to see what he would do.
Meanwhile, it's a 2004 Samsung with a cracked screen.
Right, like,
it's all here. I hope not. That shit broke.
Yeah, for real.
And it's old.
Talk about awkward duck.
Yeah. It's all right here.
Well, damn.
Oh, Adam.
I certainly hope not.
I thought my phone screen was cracked. but can your protector thing be cracked? Cause I think that may be what it is, because I got some bubbles up on it,
too.
Yeah,
because mine is my protector screen is all cracked up.
Let me see. Yeah, screen protector thing.
Yeah, I've bought three screen protectors for my phone that I got in October of last year already.
So I need to go somewhere where they can professionally apply a new one, right? To take this one off and then put a new one on?
You can do it yourself.
I don't think I can. I'm not good at, you know, window tinting and things like that.
I was about to ask you what brand you got, but I know there's no way you know.
Window tinting.
What do you mean? What brand of screen protector? Whatever they had when I bought the phone in the Best Buy.
The reason I ask is because one of them has like a lifetime warranty and you can get a warranty replacement.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know about that.
Yeah, and if I did have that, I wouldn't have the paperwork to prove that I had. Would they have that in the computer?
They probably have it on the computer.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, I'm going to go in, because I've been needing to go into Best Buy anyway, because that's the only place I can find those little boozy wrap snacks.
I'll write down the name of the one that has the warranty, and you can ask him about it.
Okay.
He's not going to go.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
It's just right across the street.
And you're going to go ask a question about getting a screen replacement?
Yeah, screen protector replacement, yeah. Because they're the ones that put it on. I haven't had that phone very long at all. And somehow it broke.
Do you drop your phone a lot?
No. Mm-mm. Somebody hit it with a hammer or something.
I love when people don't even have a case on their phone. I'm like, this person is like...
Oh, that gives me anxiety.
Living on the edge.
But it's such a great feeling, for you to hold your phone and use it for second while the case isn't on it. It's just like you feel like, you just took the condom off.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
Damn good and well that phone should be made to not have to have a case.
Yeah, you're like, this is what they work so hard on to make it like that thin and that.
It's like night and day.
Yeah.
It feels so much better.
The whole thing is just a tennis racket.
Yeah.
To make you buy these other, accessories and everything. I think they're all tied in together.
Yeah.
It's a racket.
It's a conspiracy.
So my stepmom called me the other day. She needed a couple things. She lives in the nursing home. I just got her phone replaced after she lost it. I don't know how the hell that happened. She's in a wheelchair. Where the hell's it going? And she's like, I need a case for my new phone. What?
What?
You're literally sitting down 24/7.
Yeah.
Put it in your lap.
You should say, "Hey, if you keep calling me, I'm the one that's going to catch a case."
I need two phones.
Like, find your driver's license so I can get this check cash that has your name on it.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. If you would have just not gotten her a new phone, that would have cleared everything up, because she wouldn't be able to get in touch with you.
No, they were calling me from the nursing home.
Yeah.
She was calling me constantly about it.
Have Alexis answer it in Spanish.
Hola. Buenos dias.
Wrong number.
Like, does anybody have your driver's license? My God, I'm just trying to get this check cash so I can get this money for all this stuff.
Wouldn't that be fun if you had somebody who spoke a different language that could play tricks on your friends when they called you? That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Here, Alexis, answer this.
And not let them off the hook. Just ever keep asking questions.
We could do that if I come to your house, and then we make a day of it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Do you know
anybody? Why would you need to go to his house and make a day of it?
Because it'll be fun.
Do you know anybody that can speak Russian?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. They can come to mine.
Whatever, you jerk.
She's hot.
I don't even want to come to your house. It's stupid.
You've been to my house.
I know.
And had to be fumigated from all the all of the vibes and the essential oils and whatever else you came and sprinkled about in there to get rid of the spirits. And
did you sage it after she left? Just to
clean it? I was trying to get rid of that smell because she saged it. Do you still do that sage stuff?
Of course. I'm going to go sage Riggins' new place when he moves in.
Oh, there you go, Riggins.
Yeah, really? I am.
Mm-hmm. You going to sage it with a cigarette?
Yeah. You didn't sage my house when I moved in.
Yeah, it takes a lot more than just saging.
Okay. You're going to sage it with Febreze.
Yeah. Sage it with some sunlight.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. So, Riggins is moving into a house with a yard. It's got a fence, too?
No.
No fence?
No.
Hmm. So we'll where how far is your closest neighbor to you?
Pretty close. It's not.
But will it still worry you that the dog will bark and disturb the neighbors while you're at work?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, that you have a little bit of a yard, and then you can leave the dog without worrying about him disturbing the neighbors.
Yeah, and I can just go right outside. That's like the big thing. Yeah. It's like I've never lived on a, what do you call it, like a ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I've always been in apartments up in the, you know, up.
And so. Now you won't have to have a dog walker every day, wouldn't you, anymore, will you? Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'll save money there, but housing, the payment is very expensive, so I don't know how I'm going to pay for it yet, but
got it. Listen, you just got to get in. That's it. Yeah,
I'll figure that
figure the rest out later.
Your parents can show you how to put a little garden out there.
Yeah, they're way into that, too. Mm-hmm. So it's got a nice little place to do plants and stuff like that. My mom's way into that.
Yeah, look, in eating 3 full meals a day, overrated.
Yeah, I don't need any of that.
Intermittent fasting is the way to go.
And what are you going to do to discourage Alexis swinging in there? Because y'all, I mean, it's on the way back into town.
Yeah.
And she's going to drive right by there every day to and fro work. And you know she's going to want to be stopping off in there. I'll swing by and sage your place. See, she's already started.
Yeah.
I'm going to come sage it. And you're going to roll up in there one day after you, you know, don't go straight home and you go buy groceries or something. She's going to already be there.
We'll
back taking a nap,
a bottle of Hen Dog in her hands.
Oh, amazing. Shut up.
Alexis and I can stay there and we can carpool with everybody.
Yeah, sure.
That'll it's be fun. A little sleepover party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have a couple guest rooms.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, she doesn't want to come. I don't know what you're thinking. She doesn't want to be there.
I am going to come sage it for you, though.
Okay.
And obviously bring Khaleesi the cat.
Oh, yeah. So they can, she can meet Riley. That'd be so
your
cute.
Your dog would love that. Yeah, Riley would love that.
Punt that cat. I don't know if he would like it or not. I don't
has
know.
He ever been around a cat?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Probably not. Wouldn't like it.
I don't know.
He doesn't like cat people. but he must not like cats.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm an animal people.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm an animal people. Mm-hmm. You heard it here first.
I am well animal. I am an animal.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Well, you know, there's a lot going on in the world, and, you know, we all have our trials and tribulations. You know, tribulations is something that nobody ever says that they have by themselves. And we have trials all the time in our court systems. But nobody ever says tribulations without trials in front of it. You know, we all have our tribulations.
Yeah.
It's always trials and tribulations, just like above and beyond.
Yeah.
You know, those two are always together. Thoughts and prayers. They're a team.
Two.
But we all have our trials and tribulations in today's hectic, terrible, terrible world. But I am so thrilled today, and I'm riding on this good energy that I got last night from knowing that the beef between JoJo Siwa and Candace Cameron, what's her name? Puree.
Yeah,
I know that it's all taken care of.
It's all settled.
It's all done.
thank God.
Mm-hmm.
The long national nightmare is over.
But you know what? I forget, because JoJo Siwa has become a celebrity as a young adult, you know, she grew up on that show, Dance Moms. But I forget about that, but I can't ever think of when somebody does point out that she was on Dance Moms. My meeting with that star of Dance Moms, what was her name?
Abby Lee Miller.
Abby Lee, yeah. I met her at a party. And I didn't realize that at the time, but I thought about it later that, hey, wait a minute, was she flirting with me? Mm. It was at that American Idol finale rap party thing in Los Angeles when we were there that year. And it was a big, big spread, and I was over there mainly hanging out and talking to Bo Bice. Super nice guy, Bo Bice. And also that Scotty McCreary was there. He's a nice fellow. But then I saw that Abby Lee, and she was sitting over on a couch, and she had a plate, and she was eating, sitting on the couch. And I went over and talked to her and introduced myself, and she was really nice to me. Until I said something about, yeah, my wife isn't going to believe this, that I'm hanging out with you because she loves your show so much. And she goes, yeah, the wives. It's always the wife. And then just kind of ended the conversation. Well, so then later I'm like, oh, was Abby Lee thinking that I was single, ready to mingle?
I don't know.
And she got upset when I mentioned my wife? Or did she take offense to the fact that I said my wife instead of really enjoy your show or whatever? I didn't say that I don't watch it. I didn't say, like people do with us, I got to be honest with you, I don't listen to your show, but my daughter loves it.
Right.
Whatever. I didn't do that. I didn't say, I got to be honest with you, Abby Lee, I don't watch your show, but my wife really loves it.
Well, I could have just been so frustrated with the fact she wasn't going to get...
I mean, because... But she just because I mentioned my wife, it doesn't mean that, you know, the chances of me going to town on her were out. Stop completely.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, hell,
you were out of state.
Mm-hmm. In California, where they have no morals or rules or anything.
You were on the other coast.
She just kind of flew off the handle too quickly. Hey, Abby Lee, don't stop it before it gets started now.
That's right,
come on. Hey, I only feel right when I'm doing wrong. You know what I mean, girl? Come on.
I'll do a little two-step in that thing.
When you finish your chicken tenders, then let's talk.
Oh, my God.
she was enjoyable to talk to till that point, till I made that mistake. Telling her that my wife was a huge fan.
It's so odd.
Mm-hmm. And that was back before she ever got sick or any of that stuff. And everybody thought she was so mean on the show.
Did she go to jail?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's a bad one. She's a baddie.
Yeah.
A little baddie.
She was frustrated that night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean... Well, you can only imagine, you know. Back then, I mean, I was still, you know, clinging on to some of my good looks. And I come over there while she's going to town on some rice and gravy or something. Yeah. Something from the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up and dessert's standing right in front of her.
Right in
she's
front of her.
She's not even finished with the main course. And dessert walks over and extends his hand in friendship. Or more. So then all of a sudden it's just like, you know, the people came and bust the table before she was even, you know, ready for the final course. She's like, what the hell? You already stirred up my sweet tooth.
Damn, she was walking.
Now you gonna tell me that you got a wife?
She was walking up to the buffet, saw that last piece of chocolate cake, and before she could get across the room, somebody else just swooped in and picked it up.
Mm-hmm. She picked it up and was walking back to the couch with it, and somebody tripped her. Real she tragic. Watched it just crash to the floor in front of her.
Damn.
So you can see how she would be disappointed. So I've never held that against her. I always consider it a nice, a friendly meeting and conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't as nice to me as Bo Bice was, but it's hard to get nicer than Bo Bice. Bo Bice is one of those that when you're talking to him, your brother, your buddy, you are, you know, we call you by your name. Like you just made a friend for life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Super nice guy. And I don't know for sure, but I think that he kind of struck me as the type that might like marijuana. But again, I'm not accusing him of that. He just kind of reminded me of some country fellas back home that were always always known to walk around with a plastic bag of leaves in their pockets, you know.
Well, green.
Mm-hmm.
A sack.
And that was back before everybody had Ziplocs.
Yeah.
You know, they just had those. You ever seen those old-fashioned sandwich bags that you had to fold and twist and flip it over and all that?
Bought lots of weed in those.
Really?
Yeah, and then when they get to the end, they would lick it and then seal it closed, and it would just kind of stay with their spit, and you're like, do you need to do that? You can just roll it up. I don't need that.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that? Like that sandwich bag that doesn't seal, and they get to the end, lick it like a blunt, and then seal it, and you're like,
that's weird.
I didn't need that.
Do they think that that's going to keep it fresher for you?
Who knows? Who knows?
Them marijuana salesmen are... They're colorful, aren't they?
Yeah. Some of them can be.
Maybe they just give you the bag and then let you lick it yourself and do that.
You shouldn't sell weed if you have to sell me the weed and then put it in a tissue and just like ball it up and hand it to me.
Yeah, like
it's like you shouldn't be selling weed if you don't have the bag.
Get
it's
your
like
operation in order.
Get your shit together.
Be professional.
It's like, yeah, if you went and bought cigarettes at the store and they just handed you 20 of them.
Loose.
Yeah. Let me get a pack of Marlboro Lights. All right, well, we're out of boxes.
Yeah,
yeah. You know I'm here to purchase, so set me up.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.